the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each summer, Missouri State University and the Greater Ozarks Audubon Society host the Green Leadership Academy for Diverse Ecosystems, or GLADE, program at Bull Shoals Field Station. This June, 15 conservation-oriented high school students participated in this week-long residential summer camp. GLADE co-director Dr. Janice Green and three academy students discuss the academy.
We do all kinds of things from bird banding to water quality, diversity, leadership skills, and we just try to provide them an opportunity to meet professionals and learn more about themselves as well as learn about the Ozarks.
Alexandra Ferris is a senior at Branson High School.
I think that my favorite part of the academy was not only being in the woods for a week, but I was with some really awesome people. They were professionals. They knew what they were doing. And I love being with anybody who's passionate about what they do. In previous years, different members of GLADE and classmates of mine have been to GLADE, and they used their grant money to start a outdoor classroom. We had raised beds that we've built in the past couple of years outside of our greenhouse, and we're also now starting to build an outdoor classroom. At Branson, we have this area of woods that we're going to be clearing out and using for bird feeders and putting in a lot of native grass, native plants down there. And so that's what I'll be using with my project.
Catherine Lord is a junior homeschooled student from Springfield.
I really enjoyed the pond herpetology day where we got to walk around in ponds and swamps and see what sort of aquatic creatures we could find. It was really cool, and I hadn't seen a lot of those animals and insects before. It was really fun. I really enjoyed the bird banding, where we got to hold and see the wild birds up close and just watch them and really appreciate them for just how beautiful and delicate they were. My project that I want to pursue is to make a native garden, preferably in some local park in Springfield, and in addition to having native plants, have instructions for how people can easily make their own native plant gardens and just show them how easy it is to make something that really does make an impact.
Leanne Reynolds is a junior from Ozark.
My favorite part of the academy was really learning how to deal with all sorts of people, because I feel like we really had someone from every walk of life represented at this academy. And you really learned how to work with them and their quirks and how to just get along to solve a problem, and really how important it is to set aside your differences to work towards a common goal. With my grant money, I'm hoping to enhance and beautify an area at Ozark High School and turn it into a more usable space. Hopefully it will encourage teachers to take their classes outdoors, as well as be a much prettier space to look at, frankly, for the students.
Alexander Ferris.
I believe that GLADE was such a wonderful experience because we're always so caught up in the crazy everyday life that there's no slowing down. It's always going. There's so much technology. I think that a week in the woods was such a nice experience because there was no technology. There was no AC. It was you and nature, and you learned so much about it. And it just really took you back to a place to start over.
Leanne Reynolds.
It's a way to get out and volunteer. It's a way to make our community better. It's a way to bring back species that have left. And it's a way to keep nature for our children. And even if nature isn't necessarily your thing, you can still get out and volunteer. You can still learn how to be better with people. You can still take something away from the leadership side of this.
One of the major activities we did was to restore some giant river cane habitat along one of the creeks nearby. And this habitat is essential for an endangered bird species called the Swainson's warbler. But it's also a native habitat that used to exist and is also home to many other animals. We were out there on a hot day and digging and planting this cane, and it was a great experience and something that the students will be able to come back to and say, I did this and I helped with this.
For more information, visit greenleadershipacademy.org. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.